नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 13 वर्स नंबर 80। प्लीज रिपीट। नाहं विप्रो न च नरपति नापि वैश्यो न शूद्रो नाहं वर्णी न च गृहपति न वनस्थो यतीरवा किंतु प्रोद्यानिखिल परमानंद पूर्णमृताब्दे गोपी भर्तु पदकमलयो दास दासानुदासः। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदास स्वामी प्रभुपाद। आई एम नॉट अ ब्राह्मण, आई एम नॉट अ क्षत्रिय, आई एम नॉट अ वैश्य और अ शूद्र, नॉर एम आई अ ब्रह्मचारी, अ हाउस होल्डर, अ वानप्रस्थ और अ सन्यासी। आई आइडेंटिफाई माई सेल्फ only as a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. Purport. This is verse 74 from Padyavali, an anthology of verses compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami. Hare Krishna. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the assembled devotees. It is our great fortune to be in this holy land of Jagannath Puri, the eternal home of Lord Jagannath, the place where many great acharyas have visited and performed bhajan here. It is certainly by the mercy and the blessings of Gurudev Srila Prabhupada and our revered acharyas and six Goswamis and Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Jagannath, Lord Gopinath, that we are allowed entrance for some brief amount of time in this place which is non-different from the spiritual world. Our divine founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada, he was always eager to go to Jagannath Puri. In his childhood, he would study the railway timetables to find out the timings of the train to go to Jagannath Puri. And it was His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada who introduced Rathyatras all over the world. He made Lord Jagannath popular, because Lord Jagannath is always popular. But he spread the glories of Lord Jagannath in every town and village. So in the beginning of this yatra, we offer prostrated obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, roll in the dust of his feet and pray for his blessings through Gurudev, and pray for the mercy and the blessings of all the acharyas, so that we can stay in this dham in the proper consciousness. Actually today morning His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was supposed to give lecture. He promised that he will give lecture today, the next 4 days, morning and evening. And yesterday he had some book launching program in Bhuvaneshwar, so he was asked to stay a little longer today, so some more programs. So I've been asked to just give some introduction. Please tolerate me and pray that I can speak something which will please Maharaj and please Prabhupada and please all of you as your insignificant servant. I will speak something which I have heard from Radhanath Swami Maharaj in the previous yatras and from Srila Prabhupada and other Prabhupada disciples, and that which is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat and all the great spiritual literatures. It is said in the Shastras, that anybody who sees Lord Jagannath, especially at the time of Rath Yatra, does not have to take birth again. Because hopefully we'll all be alive till 10th. We'll be able to see Lord Jagannath on the Rath. Lord Jagannath is always very merciful, but he is especially merciful during these days of the Rath Yatra. When he is in a very good mood, he is going to Gundicha, he is going to be with Srimati Radharani and the gopis, and he is now in this Parakiya Ras, in a very sweet mood. They said that the four dhams, which are located in the northern, southern, eastern, western direction, they are for the different yugas. The Badrinath Dham is for Satya Yuga. The Treta Yuga, Rameshwaram Dham, is the most important among the four. In Dwapar Yuga, Dwarka Dham is the most important. And in Kali Yuga, Jagannath Puri Dham is the most important. And especially so because in different places, one makes spiritual advancement in different ways. In Vrindavan, it is said that by rolling in the dust of Vrindavan, one can get the mercy of the Lord. Brajraj, the dust of the Vrindavan Dham is so sacred that even demigods want to get that mercy. Lord Brahma, our first acharya in our line, wants to become a mountain. He becomes a mountain in Barsana Dham to get the dust of the Braj Dham. Lord Shiva assumes the form of Nandagram, Nandishwar. In Mayapur, Navadvip, one makes advancement through intense holy name. The Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur performed Naam Bhajan there. In Jagannath Puri, one makes advancement simply by honoring Mahaprasad. But that's not the only thing. But certainly we should chant also. And here, one of the most important glory of Jagannath Puri is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent so much time here. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, when he was in the last year of his pastimes in Jagannath, he was in Mayapur Dham, and some devotees approached him in the evening and asked him this question about why did Lord Chaitanya spend so much time in Jagannath Puri. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj began speaking, and he was very happy to glorify Lord Jagannath for some time. And then of course he was in ecstasy, then his health deteriorated, and that very day he passed away glorifying Lord Jagannath. The Yuga Dharma for this age of Kali is to chant the holy name, and the Namacharya, the Acharya, one who teaches by example how to chant in the proper consciousness, is Srila Haridas Thakur. And Srila Haridas Thakur performed his Naam Bhajan specially here in Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya arranged so that he could just be near the temple. Lord Chaitanya planted one small seed and it grew up into a beautiful tree called Siddha Bakula. And Lord Gauranga told him, you stay here and look at the chakra of Jagannath and chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Haridas Thakur stayed here, and whenever Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, when they would come to visit Lord Chaitanya in Puri, because by material considerations they were not allowed to enter as the most exalted devotees, but because they had rendered service to the Mlecha king, so they were not allowed to enter, but they would come to Jagannath Puri and stay with Haridas Thakur. I remember in one yatra, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining that after his lecture, we had a lecture in Siddha Bakul, and then he told the devotees, now you can all go for darshan. You are fortunate, but I cannot go. But then he said, Rupa Goswami was not allowed also. Sanatan Goswami was not allowed. Haridas Thakur was not allowed. So I am in good company. Actually, what does it mean to see Lord Jagannath? You know, simply by taking birth in India, one doesn't become eligible to see Lord Jagannath. One who has eyes ointed with love of God, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, such a person can actually see Lord Jagannath. And Jagannath Puri is actually a very confidential place. It is a very exalted place. On the spiritual level, it is non-different from Vrindavan and Mayapur. But even more, because it is a place of Vipralamba Kshetra. You see, love of God culminates in feelings of separation. When a devotee cries in separation from the Lord, then that is a sign that he is achieving perfection. Lord Chaitanya himself, he spoke this verse. All the 8 verses were composed in Jagannath Puri, which describe all the stages of devotional service. Especially, Nayanam Galadashrudharaya, Vadanam Gadgadarudaya Gira, Pulakir Nichitam Bapukada, Tavanam Agrahena Bhavishyati. Lord Chaitanya spoke this verse here in this holy land of Puri, that when that day will come, when my eyes will be filled with tears of love of God, my body will tremble in ecstasy upon chanting your holy name. It was in Jagannath Puri that Lord Chaitanya wrote this verse. And not only he wrote, he exhibited certain extraordinary pastimes here. Just by hearing those pastimes, we will become purified. During the course of this yatra, Sri Radhanath Maharaj will be narrating many of the pastimes of Lord Gauranga. So, this is a very, very deep place. Actually, I am just trying to make a feeble attempt to just speak something. But no human or no demigod can possibly, not even Anantashesh, can actually describe the glories of Jagannath Puri Dham. Suppose an ant has to describe the size of Mount Sumeru, or the ant has to calculate the length and breadth of the Pacific Ocean or the Indian Ocean. How many ants would it take? You know, the same way for me, or for especially for a conditioned soul, it's impossible. But we just speak what we hear. That is perfection. Speaking what we hear from realized souls. Here in Jagannath Puri, King Pratap Rudra was asking Sarvam Bhattacharya about the glories of the devotees. And one speech, Lord Sarvam Bhattacharya told him that Lord Chaitanya is the independent supreme personality of Godhead. And King Pratap Rudra said, because you are saying, I accept it. And then Prabhupada writes that this is the way for attaining spiritual knowledge. It's to simply hear from the mouth of self-realized souls. Sthane sthita shruti gatan tanuvan manobhir ye prayas ajit jitopi taistralokyam. That one who gives up all speculative attempts to gain knowledge, and one who simply humbly hears the message of the Lord from the mouth of great devotees, his life becomes perfect and he conquers the unconquerable Lord. So, it's explained that this form of Lord Jagannath is actually a form where Lord Jagannath is crying in love for Srimati Radharani. And during the Rath Yatra, we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So this Jagannath Puri Dham is a place where Krishna, Jagannath, is crying for Radharani, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. He is crying for Krishna. So this is actually a place of love of God, which filled with tears of love of God. Once in New Vrindavan in America, Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj was giving a very nice lecture in which His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was also saying. You know, Gaur Govinda Maharaj was speaking in a very strong, powerful voice, you know. Some of you have heard his lecture, he was saying, you know, one should cry for Krishna, Baba. Huh? You know how to cry for Krishna like that. And then he said, this Radhanath Maharaj, he knows how to cry for Krishna, you know. So he was glorifying. Of course, we may not be on that stage, but it should be our hankering that when will I be able to chant the holy name properly? Life is passing by. We are becoming older. Our bodies, which were like very pumpy, like fruits, now becoming like dry fruits, you know, becoming older, and digestion becomes weaker, hair becomes white. Even if you dye the hair, still you will die, you know. So we should always think about these things. my life is coming to an end, we should pray to Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, especially Lord Jagannath in this place. Give me perfection. Help me attain the perfection of life, which is to take shelter of the holy names. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he is also one of our predecessor acharyas. He spent a lot of time here also. He was residing this place, Bhakti Kuti, which is now the ISKCON center, just right in front of Haridas Thakur Samadhi. And for a few years, he was completely absorbed in the holy name, just with no contact with the external situation. We cannot imitate, but certainly we can pray to Haridas Thakur, can pray to Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Kabe habe bolo se de namar. When that day will come, when I will also be able to chant the holy name properly. Because the perfection of human life can be attained simply by chanting the holy name. Lord Chaitanya considered this to be one of the most important verses. Harer nama, harer nama, harer nama eva kevalam, kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatinanyat. He says, just chant the holy name, chant the holy name. No other way, no other way, no other way. Not by jnana, not by karma, not by dhyana, but simply by holy name. But then how to chant the holy name is what is, we read this verse today from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya is saying, the consciousness in which you chant is, Naham vipra nacha narapati napi vaishyana shudra. I am not a brahmachari, I am not a grihastha. To be free from all upadhis, free from all designation, and be situated in the rightful designation of being the servant of the servant of the servant. To become a beggar. We had one yatra to Bangladesh with Radhanath Maharaj and Indradyumna Swami Maharaj about 10 years back, in which some of the senior devotees from Radha Gopina temple were there. I was also fortunate to somehow be included. And Maharaj was explaining in the lecture in Benapol that how a devotee should hanker to get the mercy of the Lord, to get taste for the holy name. One should beg for the mercy, one should plead for the mercy, one should yearn for that mercy, one should cry, should roll in the dust of the dham and cry, O my Lord Jagannath, please give me your mercy. Externally, one may come to Jagannath Puri. Many people come and certainly they get benefit. There are many people who come by the seashore, they don't even go to temple or see Lord Jagannath or hear any katha. Still there is some purification. But this yatra is especially meant for devotees who want intense purification, who want to go back to God at express speed, at jet speed, super jet speed, you know, to get purified quickly before the time of death comes. We have to come to that stage where we are always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, while we are here for about a week or so, every moment should be utilized with great care. Every moment is an opportunity to make further progress to the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. We should be intense in hearing and chanting. Apart from the morning and evening lectures, during the day, we should be trying to chant more and more. And go to other places also when there's time in between and pray. These places are actually filled with mercy. And these places, the personalities are still residing there. Lord Gauranga is still here. Haridas Thakur is there in Samadhi. All the associates of Lord Chaitanya are residing in Jagannath Puri eternally. If you are pure, you can even see them. Certainly I am not, but maybe some of you are, or we can hanker someday. This place is actually filled with bhajan. So many great personalities have come here and have already, the place is pure, but by their staying it becomes even more pure. So we should be in this mood of the servant of the servant of the servant. Lord Chaitanya did not want to meet King Pratap Rudra. King Pratap Rudra was so eager, I want to meet. Lord Chaitanya said, no, I don't want to meet. Again and again. Finally, on the request of the devotees, Lord Chaitanya gave one of his outer cloth. The king was so eager, he said, if by my being a king, I become ineligible to receive the mercy of the Lord, I give up this kingdom. I don't care. Go to hell with this kingdom. I want the mercy of the Lord. I want to become a beggar. I will take a I will become like a bhikshuk. I will become a beggar. I just want the mercy. That desperation for mercy is a price for attaining love of Krishna. You will not attain love of Krishna just by being in an institute for so many years. You'll attain love for Krishna if you have that price. The price is lauliyam, that intense greed. And King Pratap Rudra is personifying that quality. He's so greedy to meet Lord Gauranga. Even the Lord has said, I don't want to see you. To meet you is like drinking poison knowingly. How bad one would feel if one hears like this. But King Pratap Rudra did not give up. He said, I want to meet, and if by my being a king, I'm unqualified, so I gave up my kingdom. I somehow want to get the mercy of the Lord. And then King Pratap Rudra was given this cloth of the Lord, one of the outer cloths. And King Pratap Rudra was so happy to receive the mercy. He was so grateful. He was worshipping the cloth just like he would worship Lord Chaitanya. This is called Tadiya. Tadiya means anything in connection with the Lord is as good as the Lord. They worship that external cloth with great care. And then Lord Chaitanya, after some time, Lord Chaitanya had told Ramanand Rai that you come and stay with me in Puri, give up this governorship and join me full time in Lord Chaitanya's mission. So when Ramanand Rai, to join Lord Chaitanya, had to take permission from King Pratap Rudra, who was his authority in the managerial sense. So he went to King Pratap Rudra and prayed for permission, and King Pratap Rudra said, I give you full permission. King Pratap Rudra could have said, I am not being allowed, so why should I allow you? Generally. But King Pratap Rudra said, I give you full permission, you can go and join Lord Chaitanya and you'll get full salary also, no problem, without working. Such jobs are very good. Where one can, without work, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But unfortunately, in today's government, we have very few King Pratap Rudras who will support such a thing. And Ramanand Rai was so pleased, he went and reported to Lord Chaitanya that this king is such a great devotee. I don't even have a fraction of that love which the king has for you. This is how Vaishnav thinks about each other. Ramanand Rai is an eternal associate. He is Arjuna. He is Vishakha Sakhi in the spiritual world. And he is saying that I don't have even a drop of love which King Pratap Rudra has. Such non-enviousness, such glorifying each other is the qualification for staying in Jagannath Puri, for receiving the mercy of Lord Jagannath, Lord Gauranga. We should pray, my Lord, please make me non-envious. Give me the heart to glorify every devotee. With 1,000 mouths, I would like to speak about the glories of the devotees. This is life, to glorify Krishna and to glorify his devotees and to incessantly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The beginning of the yatra, the volume is so low, what will happen at the end? We should chant so loudly that it reaches Radhanath Maharaj in Bhuvaneshwar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when Ramanand Rai was glorifying the King Pratap Rudra, and Lord Chaitanya understood, he said, Ramananda, are you trying to say that I should go to Cuttack and meet King Pratap Rudra? And Prabhupada writes in the purport, what Lord Chaitanya was trying to say is that I do not even want the king to come here. I will go and meet there. In his heart, the Lord was saying like this. Externally, he was saying, I don't want to meet. And then Lord Chaitanya told Ramanand Rai, because you are a great devotee and the king loves you and the king is serving you, Lord Jagannath will certainly be kind to him. In other words, I will be kind to him. I will give him darshan. So why Lord Chaitanya changed his mind to give darshan to King Pratap Rudra? It's not that King Pratap Rudra gave some 1 crore of donation or he sponsored. And that also may be there. But the main reason was because Lord was moved by the service attitude of King Pratap Rudra. When will we get that service attitude? King Pratap Rudra, although the king of Odisha, respectable personality, was willing to take up a broom with a golden handle and sweep in front of Lord Jagannath. He could have asked somebody else to sweep, but he took the most menial service. He was willing to do any service. And he was not doing it just so that he could be seen on internet or on satellite TV, you know. That nowadays, of course, you know, the present king, he also sweeps. I'm sure he's a great devotee, but it also comes on net and television. But at that time, king was doing it just to please Lord. The mood of King Pratap Rudra should be our mood. Let me do anything to please Lord Jagannath. It means to drink nectar or to drink poison. It means to be glorified or to be vilified. It means to be in the hot weather or cold weather. It means to be, you know, fasting or feasting. It means to do any service just so that the Lord may just glance at me. Just a drop of glance of Lord Jagannath can free us. You know, we were hearing Gokulanand Prabhu was thinking so beautifully, Jagannath Ashtakam, you know. It is so deep actually. It's actually very deep. We should meditate. Not only we should sing. Actually, it's a prayer to get the mercy of Lord Jagannath. We should be singing 24 hours this Jagannath Ashtakam in our heart. May Lord Jagannath, please show me mercy. So, King Pratap Rudra, just by seeing his attitude and Ramanandra's encouragement, Lord Chaitanya agreed that if not King Pratap Rudra, let his son come and see me. His son was so beautiful. He had beautiful eyes like Krishna. He was wearing clothes like Krishna. His color of body was like Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya was so happy to see him. He said, just by seeing you, I am remembering Krishna. You are a Mahabhagavat. You are a great devotee. And Lord Chaitanya embraced him. And just by embracing him, Lord Chaitanya gave him complete mercy. The prince started falling down in ecstasy. He was crying out, Krishna, 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 Krishna. In this way, the prince was so much in ecstasy. And when he went back home, King Pratap Rudra embraced his son and he received the same mercy. See, this is another secret we learn. If the mercy is unadulterated, whether you receive from the Lord directly or from his representative, you know, it's like a current. So the same current is coming from the powerhouse. The wire is resistance-less, pure, then the current flows. If the resistance is there, then certain loss of voltage will be there. But if there's no resistance, means no pride. Pride is what takes us away from the mercy of the Lord. If we are Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirti, then we receive the mercy of the Lord and we can transmit the mercy of the Lord. So we should be praying. This verse spoken by Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada. We should be singing it every day, not only in Puri, but wherever we are. Because it is this qualification which makes us eligible to chant the holy name. This qualification makes our service acceptable to Krishna. Well, we can do very wonderful service, but Krishna may not accept it, even if there's a trace of pride. But even if you do a small service, but we do it with a proper consciousness, which is exemplified by this verse, then we become eligible to receive the mercy of the Lord. And finally, during the Rath Yatra also we see, during the Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya was dancing in between. He was surrounded by 3 circles. First circle was Lord Nityananda, Balaram. Second circle was Kashishwar and Govinda. And third circle was King Pratap Rudra, just to like security for Lord Chaitanya. And during the Kirtan, Lord Chaitanya jumped up high in the sky and crossed the 2 circles and came near the near King Pratap Rudra. And King Pratap Rudra picked him up, prevented him from falling. And just as Lord Gauranga came back to external consciousness, looked at the king and said, oh, how abominable, chi. Vishai sparsha haila amar. Now Lord purposefully fell down where he was there and then said, oh, how would you feel if somebody touched you and said, oh, nonsense, dirty, you know, and publicly, you know. So King Pratapruta was shocked. He was thinking, how can I understand this? Lord is falling on me and saying, oh, how abominable. Sarvam Bhattacharya, the guru of the king, he said, do not worry. Actually, Lord is very pleased with you, but doesn't want to demonstrate it publicly. He is actually very happy with you, but doesn't want to show his giving mercy. Lord gives mercy, but it's hard to understand how his mercy is there. We should accept every mercy on the absolute level. And one more instance, during the Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya was dancing in the center and several people were watching him. And the king was also trying to see the dancing, and in between was Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur was so absorbed. He was so absorbed that he didn't notice that he was coming in between the king and Lord Chaitanya. So the king's secretary, whose name was Harichandan, so Harichandan touched Srivas and said, Haribol, VIP, VVIP, you know. It's a very important person. Srivas was just like that. Haribol, 2-3 times. Finally, Srivas looked back. Who is disturbing? Just slapped him publicly. You know, I mean, somebody slaps you in the room, you'll feel bad. But if somebody slaps you in the pandal, you know, and publicly, that's. And that too, if you are the king, I'm sorry, if you are the king's secretary. So Harichandan wanted to retaliate. He was angry. But the king said, Bhagyavan tumi ihara hasta sparsha paila. You are so fortunate. You receive the touch, lotus hand of a great devotee. Bhagyavan tumi thappad khaila. You know, you have been slapped. Amara bhagya nahi. So I was thinking that whenever there is calamities like Kedarnath, we heard so many unfortunate incidents and crises and in our own lives, that is a slap of the Lord. That is also the mercy of the Lord. Maybe very painful, maybe very difficult to deceive her, but actually, that's the mercy of the Lord. Everything is the mercy of Lord Jagannath. This entire material world, spiritual world is all mercy of Lord Jagannath. He is all merciful. He would not sanction anything which is not good for anybody. That is his absolute plan. But one who with folded hands accepts the mercy, tatte anukampa susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvagvapurbir vidadhan namaste jiveti mukti pades. One with folded hands can actually heartily thank the Lord and say, my dear Lord, you are so kind. You are so kind. You just give me a token reaction. I deserve to suffer more. Such a person becomes eligible to go back to Godhead. I'll speak briefly about certain other things also. This place, Jagannath Puri, is called Shankha Chhetra. There are related places, Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. Bhuvaneshwar is called Chakra Chhetra. Konark is called Padma Chhetra. And Jajpur is called Gada Chhetra. It is said that the Lord takes his bath in Badrinath and puts on his dress at Dwarka, takes prasad in Jagannath Puri, and goes to sleep in Rameshwaram. So this is his timetable. Actually, there are so many things to speak. It is explained in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here after taking sannyas, he was in ecstasy. He was walking. He didn't even know whether he was in the ground or in the sky, whether it was day or night. He was in ecstasy, Jagannath, Jagannath, and he was completely enraptured. On the way, he stopped in a place called Ambulinga Ghat. Between Puri and Mayapur, there's a place called Ambulinga Ghat, where the Mother Ganga, Lord Shiva, as you know, took Mother Ganga on his hair before she came down to the planet Earth. But Lord Shiva was feeling so much separation from Ganga after Ganga came down, that Lord Shiva assumed a form of jala, of water. And that is called Ambu Linga Ghat. Ambu means water, so Ambu Linga Ghat. Lord Chaitanya bathed in that holy place, and then he proceeded further. He came to many places. He came to Jajpur. Actually, before that, he came to Remuna, the place of Khirchor Gopinath. Many of you may be going or may have gone earlier. Lord Chaitanya there narrated the story of how Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who is the reservoir of all pleasure, who is the owner of everything, stole sweet rice for his devotee Madhavendra Puri. And as Lord Chaitanya was glorifying Madhavendra Puri, he told Nityananda Prabhu, Puri sama bhagyavan nahi kona jan. There is nobody as fortunate as Madhavendra Puri. Last night I was in Khirchor Gopinath temple, Baleshwar. It's such a nice, the best thing about, of course, the deities are the most beautiful, and the best is the kheer. Maharaj was explaining in one yatra, Maharaj brought us here the first time, and Maharaj very beautifully explained, said there's only one thing equal to this kheer, and that is this kheer. You know, so when maybe after the yatra gets over, if you have time, please go and visit this beautiful place, Remuna. Actually, Lord Ramchandra came to that place also. And when Lord Ramchandra came there, Mother Sita asked, actually this place is very Ramaniya, beautiful. That's how it got the name Remuna. And Mother Sita asked, what will be your next incarnation like? What will be your next form? And Lord Ramchandra took a piece of stone, and from his arrow, he carved a deity of Krishna form, which is called Gopinath. It was at that time Gopinath, and now it is known as Khirchor Gopinath. The Lord doesn't mind being called a thief eternally. Generally, you know, nobody would like to be called thief. Ne? Suppose somebody calls me, you know, some Khirchor Krishnananda, you know. Nobody would like, even if it is true, you know. But Lord is willing to be called thief eternally just to please Madhavendra Puri. That's the relationship between the Lord and his devotees. The devotee wants to give up everything for the Lord, and the Lord wants to do everything for his devotee. The Lord told Ambarish Maharaj in the story of Durvasa Muni, he says, the sadhus are residing in my heart and I reside in the heart of the sadhus, devotees. My devotees do not know anybody else except me. I do not know anybody else except them. That is loving reciprocation. And Lord told the gopis, my dear gopis, the service that you have rendered to me, I can never repay. I can never repay. Although it's my promise, I reciprocate, ye yatha mam prapadyante, but this promise fails. I cannot repay. I am eternally indebted to the gopis. So Lord Chaitanya, when he was in Remuna, he was tasting that love of Madhavendra Puri. He was glorifying Madhavendra Puri. And he was singing this verse, Ai Deena Dayadhra Natahe Mathura Nath Kadava Lokasya. That Radharani is speaking, oh Krishna, oh Deena Nath, oh Mathura Nath, when will I be able to see you again? My heart is vyakul, very disturbed at not being able to see you. Lord Chaitanya fell down unconscious singing this verse and then controlled himself. Lord Chaitanya stayed there and then accepted the kheer and proceeded. After Remuna, Lord Chaitanya came to further towards Puri. He came to Katak. Katak is a very big river, Mahanadi. It's a very famous ghat called Gadagadi Ghat. King Pratap Rudra also visited that place. Then Lord Chaitanya came to Bhuvaneshwar. It's a very important place. Ideally, one should enter the dham through Bhuvaneshwar. And most of you may have come by train via Bhuvaneshwar, or you may got down at Khurda Road. If you come by flight, you come by Bhuvaneshwar. Bhuvaneshwar is one of the 12 Jyotirlingas. And Lord Chaitanya was dancing in front of Bhuvaneshwar Mahadev. There's thousands of Shivalingas. And he was glorifying. He told the devotees the story from Skanda Puran of how there's a king named Kashiraj, who was a devotee of Lord Shiva. And he pleased Lord Shiva. And he told Lord Shiva, I want to fight in battle with Krishna. And Lord Shiva, being very kind to the fools and materialists, He created a creature which tried to attack Dwarka. Lord Krishna did not even come out of Dwarka. He just sent his chakra. Personal attention not needed so much. You know. He just sent his chakra and cut that demon, and that chakra started chasing. Killed Kashiraj, burned the entire city of Varanasi to ashes, and then that chakra was after Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was running, and the chakra was chasing. Already Lord Shiva had some experience in the form of Durvasa Muni, being haunted by the chakra. He came and begged forgiveness from Lord Krishna and said, "My dear Lord, please forgive me. O Lord, who does not see faults in others, please forgive me." It's a very nice prayer, ne? If you are late for a program and then you tell the person, oh one who are so kind, who forgive those who come in late, you know. So already his temperature will come down, you know. He's glorifying the Lord. He says, "My dear Lord, you are so kind. You are so merciful. What can I do? I have this false ego." Lord Krishna was angry with Shiva. He said, "Do you know, nobody hates me more than you because you have acted like this. Why did you take the side of that worm called Kashiraj?" And then Lord Shiva prayed, "Please give me some place near your abode." The Lord said, "There's a beautiful mountain, Niladri. And there I reside eternally in the form of Jagannath." And this the glories of this place are unlimited. It is explained that just by coming to Jagannath Puri, one becomes purified. Touching Jagannath Puri gives liberation. It is said that by performing austerities for hundreds of births, one becomes eligible to come to Jagannath Puri. Padma Puran, Lord Krishna is telling to Shiva, "I eternally reside in Jagannath Puri and I eat bhoga there. Just by lying down here, one gets the result of offering obeisances." Just casually, you are not even thinking of Krishna, you get the benefit of doubt, you know, that is lying down. And just by sleeping, please listen carefully, those who are sleeping, please listen. By sleeping, you get the result of samadhi, you know? But not during lecture, I think. Anyway, I cannot edit it, I'm sorry, you know. And just by wandering here, just you are moving casually, not even with the aim of doing parikrama, just moving gives you effect of parikrama. And just speaking anything here is like glorifying the Lord. And anything you eat, you get the result of eating havishyanna. Havishyan is special, you know, boiled kind of rice with ghee, very austere. So even if you accept fish here, you get the result of eating havishyanna. Of course, Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't do it, but And anybody who resides in Puri, Lord says, he is equal to me. Yamaraj has no jurisdiction of anybody staying in Puri. And it is said that everybody here has got four arms. Be careful when you are somebody is driving a rickshaw also. He has two hands on the handle, he may have two hands in your bag also, you know. Everybody has four arms here, even the shopkeepers, even the rickshawalas. What to speak of human being. Anybody who ultimately goes there becomes free from birth and death. Vedavyas describes the glories of Jagannath Puri. He says that just by coming here, one comes into contact with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Even the animals here are very blessed. As you know, once there was one dog who joined the party of Shivananda Sen. As Shivananda Sen was coming to Jagannath Puri, and Shivananda Sen was thinking, "This dog is also a devotee. I must take care of him." So he was cooking rice and offering to this dog. This dog had not registered for the yatra also. He had not purchased coupons, you know. We should do it because we are not on that level. But Shivananda Sen was feeding the dog. He had to cross the river. And the boatman said, "Dog is not allowed." And Shivananda said, "I will pay you extra money." And he was allowed. Looks like things are same. With extra money, you can get many things done, you know. He crossed the river, and then there was a place where Shivananda Sen had to pay the taxes. He told the devotees, "You move ahead, I'll come later." And the devotees went ahead and nobody took care of the dog. The dog, not finding proper prasad, he left. And Shivanand Sen came in the night and he was so upset. Where is the dog? Where is the dog? He sent 10 people to go and search. And when they could not find, he was so disappointed. He was cursing himself that I have offended a great soul. Because you see, he was seeing every living being as a servant of Krishna. He was seeing Paramatma in the heart of every living being. And he was thinking himself to be servant of the servant of the servant. That is the consciousness of being in the dham. Finally, he said, I will not honor prasad today. I have offended a great soul by not serving him properly. And then, when he reached Puri, he found that dog had reached before them. They all came walking. Probably the dog took that express train or something, you know. And Lord Chaitanya was feeding coconut pulp to this dog with his own hands. And the dog was saying, Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Ram, Hari, 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 Hari. This name Hari is so sweet. Anybody who says the name of Hari becomes freed from all sins and sinful reactions and sinful proclivities also. So if you want to, if you want distress or sins, please don't say Hari, Hari. Because if you say Hari, you become free from everything. But then you have to keep on saying all the time, every moment, every breath. Khaite, shuite, boshite. Lord Chaitanya says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, while eating, sleeping, waking, sleep, while walking, one should constantly chant Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
This is our goal in life. Kirtaniya sada Hari. It is explained that Lord Krishna told, I'm sorry, I'll complete the story of Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen offered obeisances to the dog, like kind of begging forgiveness. Prabhu, I'm sorry, I could not serve you nicely. And soon the dog left his body and ascended to the spiritual world. And then it's explained that just see the power of association. Just by the power of the satsang of Shivananda Sen, even a dog went back to Godhead. And Prabhupada writes in the Purport that devotees in ISKCON, please listen, devotees in ISKCON should be so pure that by their association, others go back to Godhead without even their knowledge. That means you and me should become so pure that anybody who comes into contact with you goes back to Godhead even without their knowing that they are becoming liberated. How can we do that? By becoming pure. And how do we become pure? By associating with the all pure, which is Krishna. And that same Krishna has advented with all his potencies in the form of the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So Lord Krishna told Lord Shiva that in this blue mountain I reside there in Jagannath Puri, and just north of that place I will give you a place which is called Ekamravan. Because now you will stay there, it will be known as Bhuvaneshwar, the Lord of the universe. So Lord Shiva is like residing there. By his mercy, we can enter into Jagannath Puri. There are many other Shivalingas here also, like Markandeshwar and others, which are all worthy of worship and which grant us mercy and entrance into the realm of Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya then came after being in Bhuvaneshwar. There's one sarovar in Bhuvaneshwar called Bindu Sarovar. Lord Shiva is so merciful. He collected drops of water from all the holy places in the entire universe. One drop, filled up. And that became known as Bindu Sarovar. So just by taking bath there, one gets the result of bathing in all the holy places. And Prabhupada writes here that anybody who has stomach disorders also can become cured by taking bath in Bindu Sarovar. Hare Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Bindu, after Bhuvaneshwar, came towards Puri. And then he was traveling with Nityananda, Jagadanda, Jagadananda, Govinda, Damodar and Mukunda. And he gave his danda to Lord Nityananda because he wanted to take bath in the river. That river is called Bhargi Nadi. he went to the temple of Kapoteshwar Mahadev, an ancient temple which was even worshipped by Lord Ramchandra during his period of exile. See, after worshipping the deity and taking bath in the river, Nityananda Prabhu was holding the danda and he was thinking, my dear danda, the Lord of my heart, whom I carry in my heart, he carries you? That is very inappropriate. So he broke the danda into three pieces and threw it in the river. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains many reasons. One reason is there are four stages in sannyas. There is, what is the first stage? Kutichak, Bahudak, Parivrajakacharya and Paramhamsa. Kutichak means one is staying in the kutiya near his previous home. He may get prasad from there, but he doesn't visit. Kutichak. Then Bahudak means one goes to different homes to get some prasad. Then Parivrajakacharya means moving from one town to another. And finally is Paramhamsa, where one stays in one place and is absorbed in the holy name. So in the Paramhamsa stage, there is no need of carrying danda. And Lord Chaitanya is beyond all Paramhamsas. So that's why Lord Nityananda broke the danda. That's one reason. Another reason explained is Lord Nityananda was thinking that this danda is ekadanda. Whereas Vaishnavas, they carry three danda. Dedication of body, mind and words to the service of the Lord. So he broke the one danda into three danda. But then he thought Lord Chaitanya doesn't need any danda. So he threw this danda in the river. And that river came to be known as Danda Bhanga Nadi. As if you come by road from Bhuvaneshwar, you must have crossed that place. So the disciples of Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj have built a very nice temple. There's one deity called Danda Bhanga Gopinath also, which is very near the present ashram. Very, very holy place. That's the exact place where Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda. Lord Chaitanya came back after taking bath and asked Nityananda Prabhu, Haribol, where is my danda? Lord Nityananda said, I do not know. You were in ecstasy. You fell on me. I fell on the danda. I don't know where it went. Chaitanya Bhagavat says, Nityananda Prabhu was saying, I don't know where danda. I just saw one bamboo rod. And Lord Chaitanya was so angry. He said, the danda was my only possession. All the demigods reside in the danda and you have broken it. So now I have nothing to do with you. I will not travel with you. Either you move ahead or I will go ahead. The devotee said, we have offended you, so you can move ahead. So after this place called Kamalapur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking alone. First time he saw the chakra of Lord Jagannath, he fell to the ground unconscious. And then he was running, running towards Jagannath. For him, every minute was like many yugas in separation. Every kilometer was like thousands of kilometers as he was running, running towards Lord Jagannath. We may not be on that level, but we can pray for that eagerness. Every day in our life is a journey to the spiritual world. And before death comes, we have to reach Jagannath Puri of our heart, the place where Lord Jagannath, Radha Gopinath are residing. One should be eager. Let me attain Krishna. Let me attain Krishna. Let me attain shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya entered the temple. He just became unconscious. He was alone and that was completely... The guards were shocked. They were thinking that some crazy person, they're about to beat him up. But Sarvam Bhattacharya, he could see that this was a sign of a very great personality. He took some cotton swab and just put it near the nose of Lord Gauranga. And with a slight movement, he could understand that he is alive. And then he took him to his home. Later on, Lord Chaitanya was given a place of residence called Gambhira. Lord Chaitanya wanted a place which is near the temple and secluded. And that place was the house of Kashi Mishra. So during this next 3-4 days, whenever we have free time, after the lectures, in between the lectures, we can go and visit these places, Gambhira, where the lotus, the padukas, the footwear of Lord Gauranga is still there with his kamandal. And that is the eternal home of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, where he is eternally staying there. Something about the deities of Lord Jagannath, there are different explanations given of how Lord Jagannath's form appears in this way. It is explained that when Krishna, after performing Leela in Vrindavan for few years, he left Vrindavan and he went to Mathura. In Mathura he killed several demons and then he went to Dwarka. He married 16,108 wives. Rohini Devi was always with Krishna, both in Vrindavan Leela and in Dwarka Leela. So once the queens of Krishna, they wanted to know something about the pastimes of Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. Because Krishna would talk about the gopis and Vrindavan even in the night, even in his dreams. All the time he was feeling separation from Vrindavan. So they're wondering, please tell us something. So Rohini Devi said, I am willing to speak, but if I speak about Krishna's Braja Leela, Krishna will be anxious to go there. So I can speak, but on the condition that Krishna and Balaram should not hear. Somebody should be there near the door and he should warn me, caution me that Krishna is coming, Balaram is coming, so I can stop speaking. So Subhadra Devi volunteered for this service. So she was just near the door. The door was closed and she was listening the sweet Leela of Vrindavan. In our conditioned stage, we may not be able to appreciate, but as we become advanced, we find Krishna's Braja Leela to be the most sweet Leela, filled with the ecstasies of Krishna Prem. Subhadra Devi, when she was hearing these pastimes, she went into a state of divine ecstasy. Her eyes became big and she assumed the form which we see in the Jagannath temple. In the meanwhile, Krishna and Balaram, they were walking by and they saw the door closed and they wanted to know what's going on. And if you find somebody speaking and the door is closed, you become more anxious, ne? Naturally. So this hearing when the door is closed, eavesdropping, it has its origin in Krishna also. Krishna and Balaram were so eager. They also wanted to hear their own pastimes. So Krishna went on one side of Subhadra and Balaram on the other side. And they assumed this form of big eyes and the ecstasy Mahabhava Prakash. And then, of course, later on Narad Muni appeared and he prayed to the Lord that this form of yours may be visible to everybody on earth. And the Lord explained that in Jagannath Puri, I eternally reside in this form. There's also one story told by Gaur Govind Maharaj to Radhanath Maharaj when he was in New Vrindavan, that when Krishna was residing in Dwarka, he was always feeling separation. Even in his dream, even all the time he was remembering Radharani and the gopis and Nanda and Yashoda, Govardhan, Yamuna. So Narad Muni along with Uddhava and Balaramji, they were thinking, how can we alleviate the suffering of Krishna? Krishna is feeling separation from Vrindavan. We should do something to take him to Vrindavan. But they were afraid that when Krishna goes to Vrindavan, he will never come back. They wanted that Krishna should go to Vrindavan, but with a return ticket. He should come back. If they were thinking now, the Brajavasis, they are feeling so much separation from Krishna. Now, I may speak the word separation, but how much do I know the depth of this word, separation from Krishna? I'm just like a parrot speaking. But actually, separation from Krishna is such a deep sentiment, which is only awakened after anartha nivritti, after a very advanced stage. So in Braj, everything was almost like dead. Hardly the gopis were somehow able to maintain their lives. They're falling to the ground, just maintaining their lives with the hope that Krishna will come back. Krishna promised that I will come back. Krishna promised. And every day the gopis would think, Krishna will come back. Krishna will come back. Just like dried leaves from the trees fallen to the ground. That was the state of the gopis and Radharani. So Narad Muni and Uddhavji, they were thinking, if Krishna goes there and if he sees them in that condition, then he is not likely to come back. So somebody should go and inform the news, Krishna is coming, Krishna is coming. So if they hear that Krishna is coming, they will be very joyful, and Krishna will see them in a joyful state, meet them and come back to Dwarka. So Narada Muni told Uddhav, you go, you are very dear to Krishna, you are Krishna's messenger. Uddhav said, I just went. I spent time in Vrindavan, I consoled them and I promised them that I will come and give the news to Krishna and I will convince Krishna to come and meet you in Vrindavan. So I came back and I told Krishna, suggested Krishna to go back, but Krishna did not go. So now if I go and tell the gopis, Krishna is coming, Krishna is coming, who will believe me? So Narada Muni told Balaramji, you can go. Balaramji said, I also went some time back. I spent several months there. And I also told Krishna, but Krishna did not go. If I again speak that Krishna is coming, who will believe? Subhadra said, I will go. Because I will go and believe me. Because women are straight, men are crooked, according to this story. So I will go and they will believe me. So Subhadra Devi, she volunteers. There were three chariots were prepared. One for Balaram, other for Subhadra, and the other for Lord Jagannath or Krishna. The idea was that Balaram and Subhadra would go ahead. And then Narada Muni would sing some verses from Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. And just by hearing these verses, Krishna would become excited and want to go there. And then the rath would be ready to take him. Krishna would see the Prajavasis in a happy state and then come back. So when Balaramji reached Vrindavan, just by seeing the stages of ecstasy of the gopis, his eyes became big and his hands went inside, just like what we see in the Mahaprakash form, which we see in the temple of Jagannath. Same with Subhadra. In the meanwhile, Narada Muni sang some verses and Krishna was eager to go to Vrindavan. And Uddhav and Narada Muni, they directed Krishna to this chariot. And when he reached, he was also in a same stage of ecstasy. So this form which we see, Balaram, Subhadra and Krishna, the stage of ecstasy, the Mahabhav Prakash, at my condition level, I may not be able to understand, but what we hear, at this complete stage of ecstasy. And Shrimati Radharani was in the ground, almost lifeless, with no external consciousness. Suddenly a breeze touched Lord Krishna's body and it touched Srimati Radharani. And Radharani came back to external consciousness. And she told Lalita Sakhi, you go and chant my name in the ear of Krishna. So Lalita Sakhi went and chanted loudly, Radhe, 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 Radhe. So just by that, hearing that name, Krishna came back to external consciousness. This is one other story. And the, you all of you know that famous story of King Indradyumna Maharaj, how he was so eager to meet Neela Madhava. And then he went to the place. In fact, this is also one place, if you have free time after the yatra, called Kantila, the place where Neela Madhava was residing. It takes about 1.5 to 2 hours from here to go there. King Indradyumna sent his minister Vidyapati to search for Neela Madhava. And as he was searching, with the help of Vishwavasu, he came to that place. But then the Lord said, I will not show you darshan in this form. And as you know the story, that King Indradyumna was directed that he will find a log of wood in the ocean and you have to carve deities. So he according to the directions of the Lord, he had one sculptor who could carve the deities. And the condition was that he should not be disturbed as the carving was going on. Nobody should disturb. King Indradyumna was so eager to hear, to see the Lord, that he was very eager. And then as days passed by, after some days, he did not hear any sound of the carving going on. So he was very anxious. He just opened the curtain and then the sculptor disappeared. And then the Lord, he was thinking, I have offended the Lord. This is an incomplete form, a very strange form. But then the Lord explained that this is my eternal form. This is how I reside eternally. In fact, in Chaitanya Mangal, there is a story that Narada Muni was traveling all around and giving the news that Lord Chaitanya is about to come in this age of Kali. He will preach the glories of the holy name. So Lord Gauranga, Narada Muni was glorifying the advent of Lord Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. He was so much in ecstasy. Sometimes he would fall to the ground. He would rise up and he was in complete mad state of ecstasy and he was giving the news to everybody. And then he came to Lord Shiva and he gave some of the remnants which he had got from Lakshmi Devi, the Mahaprasad. You see, Narad Muni wanted the remnants of the Lord. And he was told that you can get with the permission of Lakshmi Devi. So Lakshmi Devi approached Lord Narayan and asked for Mahaprasad for Narad Muni. Lord Narayan said, why are you asking for something so difficult? Anyway, when I am not looking, then you can give it to him. So these things go on in higher realms also, you know. So when I am not watching, you can give it. So Narad Muni, he had to wait 12 years and then he got Mahaprasad. Most of us first eat Mahaprasad and then start chanting. Right? I remember when I went to the Bombay temple, I had darshan of Srila Prabhupada, you know, even before I started chanting, we were already honoring prasadam, you know. But yeah, Narad Muni had to wait for 12 years. So he gave some of the remnants which he got to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva was in such a divine state of ecstasy that he was started dancing like as if it's a pralay. He was loudly chanting, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. And then the earth was trembling and Mother Earth was in fear and she came and told Parvati Devi, please control your husband. Then Parvati Devi spoke some harsh words. Lord Shiva stopped. And then he asked, why did you speak like this? Parvati said, my dear Lord, I have seen your dance many times, but please, this is not the time for dissolution, for pralay. And then she asked, you are always in ecstasy, but what is the special reason? And Lord Shiva explained that this is because I attained the Mahaprasad of the Lord from Narada Muni. Parvati Devi said, I am your wife, Ardhangini. Whatever you get, I am supposed to get half of it. Lord Shiva said, no, you will not get, Hari Bol. Lord Shiva was not like hand-packed husband, you know. He said, okay, no, finish. He left. So Parvati performed tapasya for several years and then she asked for a benediction from the Lord that there should be a place where your Mahaprasad is available to everybody without distinction of caste or creed or even to the animals. That place is Jagannath Puri Dham. Even the demigods secretly come and take the Mahaprasad from here. In the higher planets, you have a lot of other facilities, but there's no Jagannath Puri, no Mayapur, no Vrindavan. You may have a lot of mansions and, you know, a lot of sense gratification, but there is not so much opportunities for devotional service. See, we have to come to Puri, those who are born in India, it's just taking a train or a flight, or those who are coming from abroad also, some flight you have to take. But the demigods, if they have to come, they have to come from one planet to another planet. You know? See, even the demigods, they are waiting in the line to get birth in human body. You know, to get the mercy of Lord Jagannath. It is explained that the origin of the Rath Yatra is explained that when Krishna, after leaving Vrindavan, he went to Mathura and then to Dwaraka. For many, many years, the gopis could not meet Krishna. But one day, they got the news that Krishna is going to Kurukshetra on the occasion of the solar eclipse. So Krishna, along with his entire family, that means 16,108 multiplied by 10, that's how much? 1,61,000 immediate family members. Can you imagine? It's a whole pandal. I mean, not pandal. I mean, can you imagine the whole? Such a huge space. And then the gopis also came to meet Krishna in Kurukshetra. Nanda Baba, Yashoda Mata, they all met Krishna. And the gopis, when they met Krishna, they were happy. They were happy to meet Krishna. But they were thinking that this is a different form. I mean, it's the same form, but different vesh. We want to see Krishna as Vrindavan Vihari Krishna. Here Krishna is Dwarkadish Krishna. He is having golden ornaments and he is with Aishwarya Bhav. We want to see in Braj Bhav. So the gopis, they are saying, Radharani is saying, and this was what Lord Chaitanya was singing in the Rath Yatra. They were saying, Krishna, the pleasure which we experience in Vrindavan, not even a drop of it is available here in Dwarka or in Kurukshetra. Krishna, we don't want to see you as a prince because we want to see you in Braj Bhav. You are a refined gentleman. Vrindavana Govardhana Yamuna Pulina Vana Sei Kunja Rasadi Kalila. The gopis are saying, it is amazing. How could you forget Govardhan, Yamuna, the land of Vrindavan? You have forgotten the Ras Leela. You are a refined gentleman. You are filled with all good qualities. There's not a tinge of fault in you. But how is that you have forgotten? Radharani is saying, I don't care for my personal unhappiness. But when I see the morose face of Vrajeshwari, that is Yashoda and Vrajaraj, Nanda Baba, I feel very sorry. I wonder, Krishna, do you want to be the cause of killing of your mother and father? Or do you want to enliven them by coming to Vrindavan? Why are you simply keeping them alive? The inhabitants of Vrindavan do not want to see you in this form, but rather they want to see you in the form of Vrajavihari Krishna. Krishna, you are the life of Vrindavan. You are the life of Nanda Maharaj. Kindly keep your lotus feet in Vrindavan. And as he was saying like this, Krishna replied. Krishna said, Prana priye shuna mora satya vachan. He is saying, Radharani, please hear, I am speaking truthfully. Toma sabara smarana jui mui ratri din. Ratri din, day, night, I am simply remembering Vrindavan and the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Mora dukha na jane kona jan. Nobody knows the sorrow which I am feeling. Vrajavasi yata jana mata pita sakhagana sabhai mora prana sama. Vrajabasi Yatagan, all the residents of Vrindavan, they are like my pran, my mother and father. Taramade Gopi Gana Sakshad Mora Jivan. All the gopis, they are my life. Tumi Mora Jivan Era Jivan. And you, Radharani, are the life of my life. I am actually subservient to all of you. I am actually wanting to come back. I am worshipping Narayan every day so that by his merciful potency, I can come to Vrindavan. I cannot give without Vrindavan. I have killed most of the demons. There are two or four demons are still living. I will kill them and I will come to Vrindavan very soon. I don't want that the demons should come and attack Vrindavan. That's why I'm here in Dwarka. And as soon as these demons are killed, I will come back. Your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Within 10 or 20 days, I will be back in Vrindavan. So these are the prayers which Lord Chaitanya was singing. This is the meditation of the gopis. And this is the inner meaning of Rath Yatra, is that the Shri Mandir is Dwarka, the main temple, and Gundicha temple is Vrindavan. So Rath Yatra means Lord Jagannath, Radharani and the gopis, they are pulling the chariot, taking Krishna back home, back to Vrindavan. Also, another meaning explained by Srila Prabhupada is that our heart, we are inviting Krishna back into our heart. That is why the day before Rath Yatra, there is Gundicha Marjan. So we'll hear in detail, but in short, you know, this is the meditation, is cleansing of our heart, inviting the Lord, please come and stay in my heart. There are so many great devotees who have stayed here. Haridas Thakur performed his Naam Bhajan here. Govinda, the servant of Lord Chaitanya, was always with Lord Chaitanya. Just one or two stories about these devotees. Once Lord Chaitanya was in Gambhira and he was lying on the entrance and Govinda had to enter. He told, my dear Lord, please let me go inside. Please come aside so I can go and massage you. But Lord Chaitanya said, no, 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 I will not move. I am very tired. So Govinda broke the rule and he jumped, which is against Vaishnava etiquette. He jumped, crossed Lord Chaitanya and started massaging him. Then after some time, Lord Chaitanya got up and said, Govinda, have you taken prasad? He said, how could I go? I cannot break the etiquette. So Lord Chaitanya said, how did you come in? He said, Govinda did not say anything. In his mind he was thinking, for serving you, I will break all etiquette. But for my own personal needs, I will not. For us, it is opposite many times. So, but Govinda, another great devotee, there's a story mentioned that there's one great devotee whose name was Bandhu Mohanty. He was staying in some place in Odisha and he was very, very poor. It came to a point that he did not have any food to eat and he told his family members, I will go and meet my friend. He said, who is your friend? Lord Jagannath. So he came with his family members and he said that Lord Jagannath brought prasad for him in a golden plate and he ate the prasadam. In the meanwhile, the next day morning, the pujaris found that Lord Jagannath's plate is missing. So they were searching and they found the plate in with Bandhu Mohanty family. Immediately he was put in jail. He was arrested and the king was about to punish him. But Lord Jagannath appeared in a dream and told the king that he is actually my great devotee. They said that Guru Nanak Dev also, the guru of the Sikhs, he also came to Jagannath Puri and he was not allowed entrance. So he went to the bank of the ocean, somewhere near Birla guest house, and I don't know. And then he was just meditating on the Lord. And then somehow he also got a golden, his servant was Mardana. He was upset. He was saying, my Gurudev, where have you brought me? There is no darshan, no prasadam, you know. So then the Lord sent prasadam for him in a golden plate. Again, the servants were searching and the king had a dream. The king actually came and told Guru Nanak Dev, we beg forgiveness, you could not have darshan. He said, no, no, I could. In his palm, he was actually seeing Lord Jagannath. Tulsidas also had darshan. When he came to Jagannath Puri, he was surprised to see this form because, you know, doesn't look like Lord Ramchandra. Because the pure devotee wants to see the Lord in the form in which he is worshipping. So he left Jagannath Puri and went 20 kilometers away and then Lakshmi Devi told Lord Jagannath that nobody goes without Mahaprasad. So it was arranged that he came back. Mahaprasad was given to him. He again came back to the temple. And this time when he saw Lord Jagannath assumed the form of Sitaram and Lakshman. Balaramji became Lakshman. Jagannath has assumed the form of Ramchandra and Subhadra, the form of Sita Devi. Also many great devotees have come here, like Salabega. Salabega was born from his father was from a Muslim background, Lala Bega, very cruel person. But his mother was from a Vaishnava background. And then after his father leaving the body, he was completely attracted to Jagannath. But because he was from this background, he was not allowed entrance into Jagannath temple. So he went to Vrindavan. And for many years he was in Vrindavan serving the Lord. And then he had a great desire to see the Lord. He came to know that during Rath Yatra, you can have darshan of the Lord. In Rath Yatra, everybody can see the Lord. So as he was coming, that Rath Yatra had already started or it was about to start. He felt sick on the way and he was praying to the Lord, please stay, please stay. The Lord reached Gundicha Marjan and then after Gundicha Mandir, when the Lord comes back, during that time, the Lord's Rath stopped there and waited until Salabek came and had darshan of the Lord. And finally, Salabek then stayed in Puri and you find his samadhi on the main road, Grand Road. Also, there is another great devotee called Dasiya who was not allowed entrance because of coming from a lower background. So, interestingly, about Guru Nanak Dev, after that story, when Lord told King that you should take Guru Nanak Dev and let him have darshan, from that time, Sikhs are allowed in the temple, you know, along with Hindus. And of course, we have special thanks for Sikhs because of Radhanath Maharaj's pastimes also, you know. So somehow, Lord is more merciful to them. When Maharaj was entering India, as you know, there was some trouble. But then one Sikh gentleman, he gave the visa. So the Dasiya, he was he was wanting to offer to the Lord something. He was from a very poor background. They brought some coconuts. He was not allowed. And as soon as he just kept the coconuts in front of the outside the stamba, and the Lord extended his arms and just accepted it. There's another story. Second time he came, he brought some mangoes. And he told the pujaris, please, let me take it. He said, no, you're not allowed. The pujari said, give us, we will take it inside. But he said, no, I want to offer myself. He said, no, you're not allowed. Okay, I'm not allowed, but Lord is allowed. So he just looked at the chakra and said, my dear Lord, please accept it. And suddenly all the mangoes just flew. And the pujaris inside saw there were some seeds and skin of mangoes lying. You know, the Lord is always eager to accept the offerings of his devotees. There's also the story of Gopinath Patanayaka, another great devotee, the brother of Ramanand Rai. He also stayed here. His house, in fact, you'll find from here to Alalanath, on the way there is a village called Bhetpur. It was a place, when you go to Alalanath during this visit, Alalanath is a place where Lord Chaitanya would go during the period when he would not have darshan. It's like now is a period called Anavsar. We are not able to see Jagannath. So, during this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Alalanath. There's a stone slab which is completely, you know, Lord Chaitanya would lie down. It is still having the marks of Lord Chaitanya's body. Out of ecstasy, the stone has melted. So on the way, halfway between here and Alalanath is a village called Bhetpur, where Ramanand Rai was staying. And his brother, of course, five brothers were there. So Gopinath Patanayaka, he was a great devotee of the Lord. But for some reason, he was arrested by the king's son. Some accounts problem was there. Some money he had taken and he had spent without permission from the king. So devotees came and they told Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, what happened? Your devotee, Gopinath Patanayaka, his life is in danger. He is about to be thrown on the changa. The changa is a platform of rotating swords, naked swords. And the person to be punished is thrown from the top onto this rotating platform, and this by his body is cut to pieces. And Lord Chaitanya said, why, what is the matter? Why is the king punishing him? The devotees explained that he took some money and without permission. Lord Chaitanya said, he is at fault. I am a sannyasi. I don't get into these financial matters. Don't disturb me. Hare Krishna. Then after some time, again devotees said, Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, Gopinath Patanayaka, he has served you for so many years. How can you just be so indifferent to him? Lord Chaitanya said, what do you expect? Do you think I should go to the king with my chadar and beg for money so that his money can be repaid? I can only beg alms as much as is needed for one time meal. I cannot go and beg for 2 lakh kahanas. Then third time again devotees came, Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, why are you disturbing me? Go to Lord Jagannath. He is the protector. He is the savior of his devotees. And the devotees went to Lord Jagannath, who is not different from Gauranga, and prayed. And suddenly, as they were praying, somebody went to the king and said, oh king, why are you giving this punishment? He is willing to pay the money back. Why are you giving him capital punishment? If you kill him, you will not get anything. The king said, I never gave that order. You go and resolve the matter. So immediately, as he was about to be thrown, the message came from Harichandan. That same Harichandan who was slapped by Srivas Thakur, Thappad Khaila, you know. The Thappad was digested by now, you know. So he went and stopped. He said, the king has ordered that Gopinath should be stopped. And then they asked the king, they asked Gopinath, how will you pay? And Gopinath said, I will pay in installments, don't worry. But in the meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya said, I am not going to stay in Puri. 3 times I have been disturbed. I am a sannyasi. I have come here to do bhajan and not to get into these financial matters. He was so disturbed. And the news went to the king. Kashi Mishra reported. The king said, what? Just for a small amount of 2 lakh kahanas, you have disturbed the Lord. Go and tell Gopinath Patanayaka that all the money he owes is forgiven. Tell him he will get the job back. In spite of misappropriating the money, he had lost the job. He'll get the job back with double salary. And here, this is a silken turban. Give him reward. All this for Hare Krishna. Now, this doesn't mean that we should do things like this. But see how the mercy of the Lord is there. that even if a devotee does a mistake, because he has served the Lord, Krishna says, anybody who serves is sadhu reva samantavya, I will protect him, he is a sadhu. And Gopinath Patnaik's life was saved. And the Lord Chaitanya asked, what was Gopinath Patnaik doing when he was just about to be thrown on the changa? What was he doing? And the devotees replied, Gopinath Patnaik was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So now we come to the concluding part, this lecture, how the story of Gopinath Patnaik is very instructive. One of the purports which I have heard from Maharaj is that we are all like Gopinath Patnaik. This material world is like a changa, and any time death can come. So in the mood of Gopinath Patnaik, we should be actually taking shelter of the holy name. It is said that Vibhishan was also told, he regularly comes to visit. Lord Ramchandra, after the coronation, told him that you should come and worship me. He regularly comes to visit Lord Jagannath. Of course, we may not be able to see him, but he is coming. It is said that the Snan Yatra time, especially he is there to serve Lord Jagannath. Also, Gadadhar Pandit, another great devotee, the incarnation of Radharani, he used to stay here in Jagannath Puri. And he used to worship the deity of Tota Gopinath. We will hear about all these things in detail from Maharaj. The deities of Tota Gopinath, they are also very nearby from here, where the Lord is sitting. Generally, you see the Lord in a standing posture. But Gadadhar Pandit was becoming old and he could not serve the Lord properly in a standing posture, so the Lord decided to sit down. It's the only deity in the world where the Lord is sitting down, just to accept service from his devotee. Interestingly, Lord Gauranga, who is the origin of Bhagavatam, would come to hear Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. And he would hear the same story 10 times, 100 times. Same story of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, again and again and again. Teaching us by example how we should be eager to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he has his bhajan kutir here also called Chatak Parvat. Once there was a story of how Lord Chaitanya saw a sand dune. You know, sometimes some construction is going on in a building, you see a sand dune. And Lord Chaitanya mistook it to be Govardhan. Actually, it is Govardhan. He didn't mistake it. But he ran and sang that verse. Hantaya madri abala haridasa varya yad rama krishna charana sparsha pramoda manam tanoti sahago ganayostayoryat paniya vasare kandar kanda mooler. He ran and devotees were running after him. And suddenly he stopped there. And then he was unconscious. Then devotees started chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And Lord Chaitanya came back to external consciousness. He said, why have you brought me here? I was in Govardhan. And the devotees explained to him. So that place where this Leela took place called Chatak Parvat. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur performed his bhajan there, especially during his last days. In fact, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur appeared as a son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And his birthplace is also on the Grand Road. When you go to the Grand Road, you will see the Gaudiya Math. He appeared there, a ray of Vishnu. The chariot of Lord Jagannath, when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was few months old, the chariot stopped there. And Bhagavati Devi, the mother of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, took Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur up. And as soon as he reached Jagannath's garland, came down and garlanded his devotee, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He was called Bimala Prasad. Bimala Devi is a deity which is where the Prasad of Jagannath is first given to Bimala Devi. And Bimala Prasad means one is getting the mercy of Prasad of Bimala Devi and giving it to the world. So this is very, very deep place. All the Saptarishis have bhajan sthans here. The deities of Jagadanand Pandit, deities of Chota Haridas, the deities of Sarup Damodar, they are all in one road. Just next to Haridas Thakur Samadhi, you will see a road which goes, and you'll find all these deities are still being worshipped here in Jagannath Puri. And there's a story about this in the Gambhira, the deity of Radha Radha Kanta. These deities, actually the king of Kanchi, he was planning to give his daughter in marriage to the king of Puri, And then he found out that the king of Puri is sweeping just before Rath Yatra. So when he got the news, he was upset. He said, I don't want to marry my daughter to a sweeper. He cancelled the marriage. The king of Puri, he was not so much after marriage, but he was thinking, this is an insult to Lord Jagannath. I will go and attack the king of Kanchi. But the first time he went, he did not take permission from the Lord. He just went. He was overconfident, you know, so to say. And he went without taking blessings of the Lord. And this time he fought and he lost the battle. So second time again he came and he prayed to the Lord. And the Lord gave him his blessings. The Lord said, I will be there with you. So second time he went. On the way, Lord Jagannath and Balaram, they were also riding. Actually, they drank some buttermilk. And when they had to pay for the buttermilk, they told this old woman that the king is coming, he will pay. And as a proof, we are giving you our rings. So they kept their rings and they proceeded further. The king came, and when he got the news that somebody had taken buttermilk, he said, who was that? Somebody, white person, black person, who was that? Then the old woman gave the ring. And really, this ring was the same ring which was adorning Lord Jagannath. This time he was confident that Lord Jagannath is with me. He fought and defeated the king of Kanchi. But then he wanted to teach a lesson. He told the king that now I have defeated you, but now I will take your daughter. And he told his minister, find some good sweeper and marry her to that sweeper. So, because the king wanted to take revenge. The minister was very clever. He wanted to sort the matter very nicely. So during the next Rath Yatra, when the king was having a broom in the hand, at that time the minister brought the daughter and said, this is the best sweeper. And in this way the king accepted. He also got one deity of Radha, Radha Kanta, from Kanchi. And he brought them on the altar with Jagannath. They were on the same altar. But there was one problem. Practical management. Lord Jagannath appeared to the king and said, since these deities have come, I hardly get any prasad. These deities, they take the prasad even before the offering begins. You know? So kindly do the needful. Make separate arrangements. You know? We may be good friends, but we have to have our own plates. You know? So from that time, the deities of Radha, Radha Kanta, they were moved to Gambhira and they are still being worshipped. Even Sakshi Gopal also, same problem. Sakshi Gopal were also, they were there in Jagannath Puri for some time and same prasadam problem, you know. Because there is no coupon system, so anybody who gets first. So they had to make a separate temple from here, about 20 kilometers from here, Sakshi Gopal. But the last story is that of Hanumanji. As you know, Hanumanji is always there in all the dhams. All the dhams. Either it's Vrindavan, Ayodhya, Navadvip. Hanumanji is there, that directly or indirectly. So here, it is explained that when the temple of Jagannath was built, you see, there were no buildings and, you know, this was like the bank of the ocean. And the fear was that the waves of the ocean would just become, you know, like what we saw in Kedarnath, you know, Alaknanda, you know, very, they can just enter the temple. So they wanted somebody to be there like a guard to make sure that the waves of the ocean don't inundate the temple. And Lord Jagannath selected Hanumanji, because Hanumanji had done a lot of seva in Treta Yuga. And Hanumanji volunteered. But in those times, Jagannath was offered very simple prasad, very simple bhoga. Bhoga is what prasad later. So he was given khichdi, morning khichdi, afternoon khichdi, and evening khichdi. So Hanumanji was getting the same prasad, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So Hanumanji was thinking, in Ayodhya I was getting laddu and kachori and puri and sabji and paneer, I don't know what else, you know. So he was thinking, every day same menu, some change should be there. And, you know, he could not suggest anything, I guess. So he said, okay, I will go to Ayodhya and I will honor prasad just in the night and come back so that there will be no floods. So he just went, and Hanumanji doesn't have to take any plane, he can fly, he flew across the ocean. So as soon as he left, the ocean just, there was just like so much storm and everything was filled with water and temple, till the altar, water, everything. Where is Hanumanji? Hanumanji kute gela, where is Hanumanji? Everyone looking for Hanumanji, you know. And then finally Hanuman came back after his meal, light breakfast or dinner, whatever. And then the devotees, they just caught Hanumanji and bound him and brought it to Jagannath. Said, here is Hanumanji. Just see your pure, unadulterated servant. So they asked Jagannath, what is this Hanumanji? Treta Yug did such nice service and this time. Hanumanji said, I am your sold out servant. My life, I have no desire except to serve you birth after birth. I can do anything for you. But there should be good prasadam. So since that time they arranged that Lord Jagannath was offered very nice, you know. Of course now Anavsar is going on, so we may not get Mahaprasad. But once the Rathyatra starts in Gundicha, you'll find rice and dalma and sabji and rabdi and khaja and so many other things. And all the prasadam goes to Hanumanji also. And just so that Hanumanji may not leave, he is bound. There is transcendental binding of the Lord and his devotee. It's called Bedi Hanuman. Bedi means shackles or ropes. You'll find this temple on the bank of the ocean, not in this direction, the opposite direction, near Chakratirtha. Chakratirtha is the place where actually the wood appeared from where these deities were carved. In fact, every 12 years or so, new deities are carved. That's a very elaborate procedure. But these are some of the stories which I have heard from great devotees and mentioned in the Shastras. Our mood should be like what Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, that we should be in the mood of being servant of the servant of the servant, and especially chant the holy name. We can, according to our capacity, 16 rounds is the minimum, but Prabhupada will be always pleased if we can do more. So during our short stay here for about a week or so, we should try to increase the quality and quantity of chanting. Try to hear with absorption the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear from Gadadhar Pandit. Try to serve in any practical way we can serve the devotees. Our whole life, our every breath, our every word should be simply for pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Jagannath, Srila Prabhupada and Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Vaishnavas. We should be constantly praying to Lord Jagannath, please, please give me spiritual eyes to see you. Please give me clean heart. Make my heart like the gundicha after cleansing. Let us collectively pray for the mercy of Jagannath. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We'll have 5 minutes kirtan. Gokulanand Prabhu will lead kirtan. Everybody can stand up, we can have dancing kirtan. And Srila Prabhupada ki jai.